have your Bibles with you. Turn that precious Word of God, the bread of life, the sword of the Spirit, that holy seed. Turn it to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. We've been dealing here with the third category of ground, the cares of life, the stone, not the stony ground, but the thorny ground. And to catch up a little bit, look at chapter 4, verse 1. I won't keep you long here. And he, Jesus, began to teach, again, to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them. How many wants to be taught?
Yes.
Lord, teach me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured up the seeds. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth.
No depth.
But when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. Verse 7. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it.
Choked.
And it yielded no fruit. That word choked in the Greek means it was smothered out.
Smothered out.
Smothered out. All right. I want us to take our time just for a few minutes and deal with the heart. Did you know in your heart is where you really live?
Yes.
In your heart is who you really are.
Man.
That's what's in your heart is who you really are.
Yes.
You look at Tommy Romans here. I look at you. I'm looking at the house you live in. But the real you is a spirit being made up of soul and spirit, the inner man.
Man.
So your heart, with all of your affections, with all of your emotions, with everything that you desire, with everything that you like or don't like, everything you are is from the heart.
Yeah.
You are what's in your heart.
Amen.
You are that person.
Right.
Now, it's who you are. Your heart is vast. Your heart's bigger than you really think it is.
Praise God. Bless Lord.
It's a garden in a large expanse of field. Your heart is.
Yeah.
It's a ground that can hold lots and lots and lots and lots of things. We don't really realize how many things can be in man's heart.
Come on.
It's the truth.
That's right.
We don't realize. The spirit of man is on a search. The inward part of man, the soul, it searches. It craves, it desires, it dreams, it plans. Heart does. Stay with me.
Yeah.
Psalm 64 and 6 says, the inward soul of man searches the inward thought of everyone, and the heart is deep. What are you saying, sweet Holy Ghost, through the pen of David? The heart is deep. The inward thought of everyone, and the heart is deep. Did not the Bible say that God said it through the prophet, I know the thoughts that come into your mind, yea, every one of them.
Oh, have mercy. Come on. Now.
That's deep. The Lord knows what we think about.
Amen.
24/7.
Right.
He knows what comes in our mind. He knows what we dwell on.
Amen.
He sees our affections and our desires. Are they right? Are they on the Lord? Is our mind stayed on Him? Is our heart searching for Him, longing for Him, and loving Him? Have we given all of our heart to Him? Have we reserved any of it for ourselves? But have we surrendered it unto the Lord and say, Lord, I want 100%, Lord, to love you and give you my all, Lord. I'm not holding back anything. You're number one, Lord. You're my all in all. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand. said, I want it well with my soul. Hallelujah. Our mind is fast. The heart is deep. And God says, I know everything that is in your heart. It's not hid from me. No thought can be withholden from him. He knows what we dwell on. Hallelujah. My Lord, I want to ride mine, don't you? Yeah, Lord, I want to ride mine. I want the mind of Christ.
Come on.
Glory to God.
Proverbs 19 and 21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Can I tell you the only thing that's going to stand, my friend, is this right here. And this right here, we must hide in our heart, Brother Curtis. As David said, thy word, O Lord, have I hid. Means I've stored it up in my heart that I might not sin against you. Did you know every one of us will stand before God on the judgment day and give an account of our works and our deeds. Amen. Everything we've done, everything we've said, come on. What we've dwelled on and what we've had in our heart. I want my heart right. Lord, I don't want anything coming in my heart. I don't want the thorns. I've heard the preacher. I've heard the pastor. I've heard the teacher. Amen. I've been taught. I've read the holy word and the seed, and I put it down in my heart. And I don't want any thorns or any weeds growing up in my heart. My heart is vast. It's a big, expansive field, and you can put many, many things down into our heart. But we've got to guard our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That is where you live. You overcome by your heart. You either go down by what's in your heart, or you'll win and go over by what's in your heart. You'll be victorious by what you got in your heart, or you will be defeated by what you got inside of your heart. I don't want no thorns in it. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
There are many devices, devices, devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Listen now. The definition of devices in the Hebrew means there are many plans, many thoughts, many intentions, and many desires. Is yours right?
That's right.
Come on.
Are you where God wants you?
Come on.
Are you where you used to be?
Glory be to
God. Holy God. Are you where God wants you? Are you in His will? Have you held on to what He has showed you?
Glory. Hallelujah. Come on, God.
Are you holding on to what He gave you?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
Are you cherishing your experiences that you had in your past? When the Holy Ghost called you?
Praise.
When the anointing
praise
touched you? When the Spirit of God moved you?
Bless him.
Are you there today, or have you let anything slip?
Bless.
Are you in His will?
Come on.
Oh, Lord, raise your hand right now, my Heavenly Father. Lord, let me keep my heart top with all diligence, Lord. Oh, Lord, I don't want anything in my heart, my Lord, to draw me away from you and away from your purpose, Lord. I was made in your image and your for your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. God, help me to find that place you want me. Lord, God, give me a pure heart and clean hands, dear Lord, let my heart be right. Let me cherish, Lord, what you've showed me. God deals, God draws, God speaks. He's speaking to the heart. Hey, Lord, I don't want to lose that. I don't want anything springing up and defiling me.
Amen.
My Lord, I gotta get my hoe out. I said, I gotta go into the tool shed and get my hoe out and hoe the garden every now and then and say, Lord, I'm gonna keep it clean and dig up, my Lord, the roots, my God, of the weeds and the thorns. Don't let it in my heart. This world will defile you.
Right, right. Yes, come on.
Many desires, many desires, many intentions, many thoughts, many plans, many dreams. Oh God, what our mind, how it goes, how it wonders, it's in our heart. But all the only thing that shall stand, the only thing that is most important, is the counsel of God.
Yes.
And His Word.
Right.
Have you got His Word inside of your heart?
Come on now.
You're living by it.
Glory to God.
Jeremiah the prophet said of the heart is desperately wicked. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Listen, who can understand it? Who can understand its many tendencies? The tendencies in our heart. Jeremiah 17, I the Lord search the heart. I try the reins. Brother George, that means God says, I look down and I try the most secret parts of you.
Amen.
The very reins of your heart, I look into the secret parts. I look right down what moves you.
Right.
What pulls you.
That's right.
Oh God. I know the things that influence you. I try the reins. I check you out to see if you still got a heart for me. Raise your little hand. Lord, I want a heart for you. Holy Lord, holy Lord, holy Lord, draw me, Lord. Draw me and I'll run after you.
Thank you.
Oh, my Lord, I feel my heart. I told Mary this morning, Brother Kerr, my heart's so heavy. My heart is broken. My heart is stirred. Because the souls of sinners and backsliders. Away from God, lost without God.
Amen.
Lord, and we got people right in the church that the devil's fighting them with tooth and nail.
Amen.
Pulling at him.
Right.
Tempting him, trying to him. Throwing every fiery dart that he can at them.
Right.
I'm telling you, there's many devices that the enemy will use. He'll throw at you. He'll light the fiery darts and throw them at you. Can I tell you here today, on the authority of God's holy word, there is a shield of faith, and there is a helmet of salvation, and there is a sword of the Spirit. There's a whole armor of God. There's a breastplate of righteousness. And if you raise your little hand and say, Lord, if there's ever a time that I need the whole armor of God, it's right now, Lord. I put the shoes on my feet. Hallelujah, Lord. My God, let me have the girdle of truth. The truth will make you free. The word of God will light up you inside of your heart. It'll show you where you're living. The light, it exposes exactly everything that's in your heart.
Amen.
Woo, anything wrong, the light will reveal it. The word will reveal it.
Yeah.
Am I where God wants me? Am I to it? Is who we all.
Come on.
Oh God.
Yes.
This is the reason the sweet Holy Ghost said in Proverbs 4:23, and I keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Yeah.
Jesus said, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. If you've got one goal, and that's to love Jesus and serve your Heavenly Father, make Him your all and all and number one, your heart will be full of light and you will never go wrong. You will never fail. Oh God, this brings us to our lesson today on the good seed of the Word of God being sown in our hearts. And Jesus warns us to take heed. Don't let the cares. There was three thorns there listed. Jesus listed them. The cares of life, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things. The lust, plural, lust of other things. Don't let the cares of life choke out the Lord's word.
Amen. Yes.
That's right.
And his purpose for your life.
Come on.
Listen. The enemy of your soul does not want you prospered and bearing fruit.
Come on.
He don't want you blessed.
Come on.
I'm like you, Brother Chase. No matter what the devil throws and the trials that come, I was thinking what you was preaching. Jesus himself said, if you're faithful in that which is least, you're faithful in the little things. You'll also be faithful in that which is much. Man, I feel him. Hey, God, if he can't trust me in the trial, I will never be promoted. Come on now. Hallelujah. How many people has given up when complete deliverance and the breakthrough and the blessing was just this close to you and you threw up your hands and you quit? Raise your hand. I'm not about to quit. I'm telling you, I'm in this thing to win. My Lord, we're that close to a breakthrough, and I ain't letting the devil discourage me now. I'm not going to hold on. Hallelujah, until the breakthrough comes.
Amen.
Hey, Lord, I feel the good Holy Ghost right here. If we'll hold on to him, he'll hold on to us. I'm telling you, the light is getting ready to break through. I said the Lord's getting ready to bless. Hold faithful, be committed right where you are. And God will take you through. We're that close, somebody right in this house. You're that close, and that's the reason the devil's a find you so hard. It's because God is getting ready to pour it out.
Thank you, Lord. Pour it out, oh God.
I'll be faithful.
Glory to God.
Who else, Brother Kirk, can I run to? Thou hast the words of eternal life. He is the door to the sheepfold. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the life giver. He's the resurrection. He's the physician. He's the healer. He's the keeper. He's the savior. He's the way maker. He's my Lord. Hallelujah. Where else can I go? I believe I'll trust him, and I'm going to serve him when I'm in the fire. I'm coming through it. Old Job said, I'm coming through, and I'll be free fine. I'm coming like gold. Hallelujah. Coming out with gold.
Thank you, Lord.
This thing's bigger than I am.
Oh, Jesus. Blessed be God.
He will.
The devil will do everything he can, listen, to occupy all your time, that there will be no room for God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There will be many, many things in life that if you let them, they'll demand more and more of you and more of you till there's very little left for God.
Right.
That word chosen in the Greek means smothered out. God wants you to know here today that the Holy Ghost has to have plenty of room in you and in your mind and in your heart to breathe in you to do his perfect work.
Yes.
Don't do anything or allow anything or anyone or any situation to smother God out.
Right.
Man alive.
That's right.
Man.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Don't let it.
Come on.
Don't let it. Oh, God. Do you ever feel sometimes so overwhelmed and pressed that you'd like to get away from it all?
Yes.
Just to get a breath and to get refreshed? You ever felt like everything was just crowding in on you? And if I could find a release, I could just find a release from it all. Why do you think we got a church here, 1163 Jackson Avenue, Huntington, West Virginia, United States of America, the Northern Hemisphere?
Amen.
I believe I'll stay home. I just don't feel like going today or tonight.
Thursday. Come on, bro.
Had a bad day. I fought the devil all day long. I believe I'll stay home. Did you know it's in those times, honest, and I know, that God had a blessing and God had a touch and you missed it.
Right.
Amen.
There are people outside those doors backslidden right now because they listened to that voice in the midst of their trials. I'm not getting anywhere. It's not doing any good.
Come on.
Nobody understands me. Nobody knows what I'm going through.
Come on, man.
I have fought the devil.
Come on, man.
Mind battles after mind battles. I believe I'll stay home.
Come on.
That is the start of a backslider.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. I feel the Lord.
God bless you.
You don't immediately backslide. No, you don't. The very best spiritual person praying right here today, you don't just walk out those doors and decide, I'm going to backslide today and go right down and do whatever you want to do and get involved in the world. No, this is a process that starts in the heart, sometimes days, weeks, and months, and even years. Even years, it starts in here. You lose your commitment. You lose your dedication. You lose and you just let slip your dedication to praying and reading God's holy word. And you skip a service every now and then. You know what you're doing? You're gradually slipping back just like this. Let me tell you, the farther you slip, the dimmer the light will grow on your path. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, I cannot afford that slip. You don't backslide overnight. The devil works hard. He works overtime. I discourage you and pull you, and you cannot listen to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before you know it, you're outside. It takes weeks, days, months. You view your life as not any good, and you say, what's the use? My Lord, I believe I'll quit. What are you going to quit for? My Lord, God didn't do anything bad to you. I said the Lord loves you right now as much as he's ever loved you, and he never fails, and my God is faithful. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and praise him. The Lord still cares.
Thank you, Jesus.
God cares. Amen. Come on, brother.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Have your way, Lord.
I'll quit just in a minute.
Thank you.
Glory, glory, glory.
What is it keeping you from bearing fruit for God? I told Mary, you know, my 48 years serving God, I've never in my life seen such people that had such great potential. Gifts and talents, calling, and potential. And they allow the devil to take it every bit away.
Praise him, Lord.
You're a robber, Satan. Man. You're a peace stealer. You're a joy robber. Until my Lord comes through and works for me, I'm going to hold my ground. Come on. Come on. Put your feet down. Plant your feet down on Jesus and say, I'm not about to move. You ain't moving me, devil. The world ain't going to move me. I ain't let my family move me. I'm not going to let the devil lie to me. I plant my feet. I solid up on the solid rock. Hey, God, I'm a higher. Raise your hand and praise him. I ain't for sale. I said I ain't for sale.
Glory to God.
I think we ought to shout it in the mouth of hell. I belong to God. I've been bought with a price. Jesus is my Savior. I've been covered in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Man alive, give me my hand clap. I'm covered. I'm redeemed. Hey, devil, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on. Jesus.
I'm going to stop with this. How many's ever here? You ever heard of this, Brother Jason? Pericardium?
Yeah.
It has to do with the heart.
Yeah.
I knew he did.
Yeah.
Heart, this is a true story. Listen, I'm going to read it. And we're going to have a song. I read an article about a young man. He wasn't old. He was a young man, and he was suffering chest pains, and he was smothering. He felt pressure inside, and he couldn't do much because he was so weak. He went to the doctor, and he told his physician, he said, listen, he said, there's something wrong. Maybe you can help me. You're the physician, you're the doctor. You can help me. Doctor, I can't operate like I used to.
Oh, Jesus.
Sweet Holy Ghost, I feel you.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy. I can't operate like I used to. I feel pressure.
Yes.
And weighted down inside of my chest. Doc, I can't work and do the things that I need to do. I'm so weak that I can't handle anything anymore. So the doctor ran a whole bunch of tests on him and found the pericardium. The pericardium is a sac-like structure with two thin layers of tissue that surrounds the heart to hold it in place and to help it work.
Yes.
That sac around his heart had become so irritated and inflamed.
Come on.
And the sac began to swell, putting pressure and stress upon his heart. His heart was being squeezed and under stress. The doctor told him, if this isn't taken care of, son, you can suffer a heart attack. Your heart will give out on you. So they got the operating room ready and they did surgery on him and cut him wide open and went in and found that his pericardium had enlarged. The sac had enlarged about 3/4 of an inch thick, restricting the function of his heart. The doctor said, his very quote was, when we slit that pericardium, he said, the heart immediately began to function about twice as fast as it had been working. He regained his energy and his life and his strength came back to him, and he was restored. I want to ask the church of the living God, what is it restricting you? What is it holding you back? What is it a hindrance of the children of God? Lord, oh God, raise your hand and say, help us, O Lord.
Oh, help us, O God. Blessed be your name.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, would you help us to remove the things? Say it with me, church. Things.
Things.
Things. That hinders and restricts us from functioning 100% for God. Is there something restricting us and holding us back spiritually? If there is something cutting off the life-giving flow of God's wonderful Spirit, and we can't be our best for Him, do we realize it? Did you know that God spoke? Would you say it with me? I'm okay right here. God spoke to the prophet a message to His people. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. Yea, I have made him. Did you know? If you've been in this thing for very long at all, we as children of God are the happiest when we read our Bible and we pray and seek the face of the Lord every day and are busy doing something for Him. That's when we're the happiest. I'm the happiest, Brother George, when I love Him and when I'm serving Him. When we're serving the Lord, Brother Jason, and working for Him, that's when we feel the freest. I'm the freest. I'm the freest. Whoa, raise your little head. I'm the freest. I'm the happiest. Whoa, Lord, when I'm loving you, God, and serving you, and obeying you, I've got victory.
Amen. Woo.
I don't have to ask everybody in this house. Come on, let's pray right now. Come on, come on, come on, come on, Lord. Our heart is vast. It's huge. It's deep. It's a vast field. What is it growing in your heart? What is it growing and taking root down in your heart? Oh, Lord of heaven, help us, God. The Lord, I said, I understand every thought that comes into your mind. Yea, every one of them. I know the heart. I search the reins of the heart. I check to see. Oh, Lord.
Blessed Lord, become blessed God.
Thank you.
because I'm ready, because I'm ready.